The Ray Foley Podcast. Tell me I'm wrong.
And joining us in studio for the first time in 2024, it's the one, the only, the Lauren O'Sullivan in the building.
Guys, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How was your Christmas? How did you find the Christmas? Was it quiet?
Lovely. It was just delightful.
Was it quiet? Was
yes,
quiet.
Quiet. Just
you
what
know
I wanted.
Yourself. Yeah, you know yourself.
Nice and chill. Quiet. Peaceful.
Wholesome.
But of course, we've got your email, jp@todayfm.com for Tell Me I'm Wrong. We need your feedback on this. And Lauren's been reading your emails, jp@todayfm.com. Well, will we go over the first one?
Yeah, excited. Excited for all the new ones we've been getting. Guys, I've always thought you should never get involved in someone else's personal life, but something happened last
night. Yours sincerely, Brenda. That's it. We don't have
Tell me I'm wrong. I'm just going with it.
We don't have a bit. Who's this from? It's anonymous.
Brenda. Let's call her Brenda.
Brenda. All right.
Brenda,
we don't have a bit if we don't get involved in other people's personal lives.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the email. Go on, sir.
I'm excited for this one. Brenda knows this girl from her gym. We pair up a lot, and over the last few months, we've become good pals. She's always telling me about her love life, which is always entertaining. Recently, she started telling me about a guy that she's really fallen for. She was a bit shy about him at first, which is unlike her, but I put it down to her being nervous because he's possibly the one.
Okay.
Anyway, as she told me more and more, something clicked last night. I can't say it all in this email because it would give him away, but I know him. He's engaged to a really good friend of mine. It's 100% him.
Hang on. Has he proposed to this girl, the girl in the gym?
No.
He's engaged.
He's engaged, but he's going out with this girl from seeing this girl.
Scandal.
So Brenda has put two and two together and come up with lots.
I really hope her name isn't Brenda.
We should probably check that before. Was just a name I randomly said.
So it's clicked as you one's talking in the gym. It clicked with our pal.
Wait
Brenda.
A minute, I know that
I
guy.
I know who you're talking about. Where was I? I'm going mad with the guilt that I know I can't let my friend marry him. Also, if it all comes out and she finds out that I knew, she'll never forgive me. I don't think the girl in the gym has a clue, but I couldn't be sure, and I don't trust her to approach her first.
I'm getting mixed up here now. So hang on. How close is she? She's just a gym friend, so she's not a proper friend. But you're talking about
Gym pal.
So you're talking about the friend that your man is engaged to.
They're just spotting each other, chatting about their lives.
Oh my God.
And she's like, oh, I'm seeing this guy, blah, blah, blah. And something twigged with our emailer. And she's like, I know exactly who you're talking about. And he's engaged to my friend. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So Brenda's boyfriend. Brenda says, my boyfriend says to stay out of it. But I have to tell my friend. And my pal at the gym. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, Nelly. You started the year off with a doozy there, Lauren. And
I love this.
JP.
Tell them both, or just tell your friend, or tell the girl in the gym, or go to your man.
Or say nothing.
That's a great idea. That's what I was going to introduce, the wildcard option.
Here's a thought. If you don't want to get really stuck into it, because this girl's boyfriend is saying don't get involved. Just mind your own business.
Yeah.
Laura says, feck the girl in the gym, go straight to your friend and tell her what's going on from Laura. Simon says, mind your own business. Oh, Simon, feeling a little bit of
defensiveness.
Feel a bit worried there, Simon, are we?
What have you got to hide, Simon?
Lads, is that gym in EastEnders? Someone will be killed off next week from Owen. Oh, it goes on more than you think. Deb says, Brenda could ask, by the way, Brenda's a made up name. We don't know if her name is actually Brenda. Brenda could ask the girl if she had a picture of him, to be sure. Then she should approach the dirty little cheater and tell him she knows what he's up to and leave the ball in his court, from Debs. Debs, I don't know if it seems that the emailer doesn't necessarily want to be confronting him if she's asking the court.
I think that could be really dangerous to confront him.
Would a safer way of doing it not be talk to this girl in the gym and go the next time it's caught? Because it's obviously they're still chatting about him on the regular. The next time it comes up, she can maneuver a way of going, hang on a minute, does he work in wherever? And I think I know him. Is that like, so is that Simon? And yeah, is he not engaged? I thought he was engaged to blah, and then leave it at that, and then leave that girl to go and do her own research.
But what about the friend? Like, she, no matter, even
she
if
can't go through the wedding.
No,
then,
she, like, yeah, that wedding can't go ahead.
So then, similarly, she starts up with maneuvers a conversation with her best pal who's engaged to him. And it's like, is that like Simon? Does he work in such and such? And is he not having an affair with the girl in the gym? And then leave her to do her own research and back away. It doesn't really work in the same way. 0874 100 102. Fiona is over there. Fiona?
Lauren, lads, she should go to that cheating swine and tell him he has a week to tell one or other, or preferably both of the girls, and sort it out before she does.
So you give him the ultimatum, tell him to sort it out.
That's like what the tabloids used to do if they had a scoop on a celebrity. They would say, listen, we're going to go to print with this if you don't admit it yourself. So at least she's given him the option of manning up and owning his own mistakes.
I'm going live on Instagram from the gym next Friday night, unless you come clean. And Fiona kind of sounds like a bit of an EastEnders script writer. She's like, go to that cheating swine, tell him he's got a week, it's down a back alley.
I don't think normal people want to do that. I don't think that anyone wants to be in a situation where they're actually going to go and confront him, that they're going to take on that sort of drama in their own lives.
I'd love to hear from anyone who's ever been in this situation, who you've found out that someone is cheating and you've confronted the cheater. How did that go?
With you being like the an outside party, like that's kind of weird.
At least give him a chance to redeem himself. It's Fiona and Lucan, by the way.
Cheers, Fiona.
Love JP.
Love JP.
Hey!
Give him
I love you too, Fiona.
Emily's there.
No, lads. She has to tell her. Like, come on.
Her friend.
She has to tell her. Think of it now. In a few years, when all is said and done, she'll probably find somebody else. She'll marry somebody else who's better off for her after she goes through the wars. In a few years, when all is said and done, she'll probably find somebody else. She'll marry somebody else who's better off for her after she goes through the wars with all.
Okay.
She will thank you, and there will never be a day of regret in that girl's life of whether or not she should have told her friend.
There you go. It's kind of like you're being a better friend by telling her.
So we had Simon, who was saying, mind your own business. Another fella, Michael, has been in touch. It's interesting the points the men are coming up with. Mm. Michael says, maybe he loves the girl who's engaged to, and he also lusts after the girl in the gym. End of point.
That's perfect.
So that's fine.
That's fine.
That's perfect. You're grand. The girl, just don't tell either about it.
I'd say the boyfriend is probably telling our emailer to not get involved because he doesn't want the drama. He's like, no, just leave them alone.
We need to make a decision on this because I want to get another email done. Hmm. JP, quick.
I don't think she's wrong. I think she's right. I think she has to tell the friend. I don't think she probably shouldn't go to the boyfriend, but she should to go to her best friend. She has to. She owes it to her friend.
If you're a friend, if you're a true friend.
Yeah, JP's very wise. I think you have to go to your friend, move Jim. Also, because that girl's not going to be talking to you.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a different trainer or a different gym. Mine is that, like, what if this all comes out and it comes out that you knew and you didn't say anything? What kind of a friendship is that? I think it's unanimous. I think we're all agreed. You're
go to the friend.
You're right or wrong?
You're right.
Go to the friend. You're right. You're not
tell
wrong.
The friend. Sorry, boys.
Right. Very quickly. Lads, my youngest sister is the family pet and gets all kinds of special treatment that me or my two brothers didn't get when we were her age. She's 32, has my parents wrapped around her finger. They still pay her car insurance, and over Christmas, I know my dote of a dad gave her a present of €500 while he gave me a new set of pots and pans. This is going to sound bad, but I feel like my sister knows exactly what she's doing and is exploiting my parents. The money they're showering on her is coming out of my inheritance, and it's just not fair. Oh, I got so far without laughing. I want to tell my parents, but I think they'll say I'm the one being spoiled and entitled. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh.
I think there is brothers and sisters all over the country rolling their eyes depending on where they fall in their family.
Well, okay. If Sue is saying exactly what I was thinking as I was hearing it. So she says, lads, she had my sympathy until she mentioned her inheritance. It's still her parents' money, so they can do what they want with it. Has she looked at what her little sister actually does for their parents? Possibly a lot more than that entitled emailer from Sue. Well, the thing is, we don't know what the sister does, whether she does anything at all.
So I'm sorry, I was assuming this was a guy. I don't know if it is or not. So.
I was presuming it was an older sister for some reason. My number one note is, it's not your money or your inheritance. It's their money, and they can spend it as they like. Any way they like, and give it to another family member. They can do whatever they like with it. It's not your money. Second, I think that everyone, parents included, regress to those roles that they had growing up. Do you know what I mean? So all of the siblings and the parents all go back to their original roles, and probably to some degree have always stayed in those roles. Mm-hmm. So if the baby was always being spoiled, she's not necessarily, I don't think, exploiting them, knowingly exploiting them. She's only ever fulfilling the role that she's always inherited. Do you know what I mean? Or inhabited. Mm-hmm. She's just being who she is, and she doesn't know she's exploiting it either necessarily. She's just being, continuing to be treated the way she's always been treated.
And this is the thing, like, you are who you are in your family, whether you're the oldest, the middle, the youngest, whatever, and that's the only role you know. Like you, that's it. Yeah. You don't know any different. That's just the role you've always had.
That doesn't mean things can't change, though. And I do think that you should say it. Things probably won't change. You should say it, if only to have it said. So yourself, you're taking it off. I always say to my kids, you take it off your shoulders and your chest and out of your head, and you give it to them. And then what's done with it, you have no control over. Mm. But you've taken it out of you and given it to them, and then they can do something with it. But it's not your problem anymore. Laura says, tell the sister to cop on, grow up and pay her own way. The texter should be glad she has time with her parents, and that they, the parents, should enjoy every penny they have. I used to think Mam should keep it for us when I was young and selfish, but now I want her to live it up for as long as she's able. From Laura. Yes, this is Mam's money, Laura. And Niamh says, that girl complaining about her inheritance needs to be... See, everyone's focusing on those two lines.
Oh, yeah. Terrible words. If you hadn't said those words.
Do you know what I mean?
You would have had so much more support.
You would have won us over. Yeah. Niamh says, the parents are still alive. It's their money. They can spend it how they wish. They can blow the lot if they like, leaving her nothing at all. It's completely their choice. Love the show. Hey, from Niamh. Really, my final thought was, this is about you and your relationship with your parents. And it's not about her and hers with them.
So wise, Ray.
It's all about your own dynamics, and there's nothing you can do about other people's. Let's get the final say on this. JP.
I think to call their money your inheritance is wrong. However, the question that person's asked is, should I tell my parents my feelings? And I don't think she's wrong to think that she should tell her parents her feelings.
Yeah,
she should communicate.
This is how you feel. They're your mom and dad. You should be able to talk to them anyway. And maybe the sister as well, to a certain degree. You know, have that conversation. I'll have it out as adults.
Difficult conversations are called just that for a reason, aren't they? I feel like we're learning so much today.
This has been... We've all grown today.
Really
Beth.
Have, yeah.
You're on the...
Do you know what? You're not wrong, but you're not right either. I just think you need to... Think about how you address this.
Yeah, don't get emotional.
Don't
turn it into a row.
Yeah.
Just to say what has to be
said.
Give
me my money.
So what are we finally saying?
Not entirely
sure. You're not wrong.
You're not. That thing that just sounds terrible. That hammer. I just can't get the clattery sound off it. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. Tell me I'm wrong. We'll do it again in another couple of weeks.
The Ray Foley Podcast. Tell me I'm wrong. Send your dilemmas to jp@todayfm.com.
Uh-oh.
Ray Foley.
Oh, here we go. Here come the details.
Weekday afternoons from 2 on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!